The TUC is scheduled to hold its Congress in Kumasi next month to evaluate its activities in the last 4 years and also strategize for the next 4 years. One of the major items on the agenda will be the election of new national executives, including the next Secretary General. The current Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, who has successfully completed 2 terms of 8 years, may not be seeking another term. It has become a convention that holders of the position last for a maximum of 8 years. Radio Ghana sources within the GTUC indicate that the current Deputy Secretary General, Dr. Yao Ba, could likely take over. Kofi Asamoah took over from Akwesi Edu-Amankwa in 2008 after serving as a Deputy Secretary General. Kofi Asamoah has been speaking about continuity in the leadership of the TUC. However, the General Secretary of the Public Service Workers Union, Richard Ampabing, told our correspondent that nominations have not yet opened for interested persons to contest for any of the positions. This will be done before the Congress, but gave an assurance that the delegates will choose a competent management team to lead the labor movement to fight for the rights of Ghanaian workers.
My assessment of TUC in the last 4 years has been very interesting. Our score, maybe 75-80% of performance and delivery.
Specifically, what areas do you think that the leadership has performed well, and where do you think they could have better worked on?
Social dialogue. We have managed to deepen social dialogue to the extent that previously the strike actions here and there have been reduced more to strong negotiations. That's engagement of authorities on policy issues.
I think one group that has been a thorn in the flesh of government, if I could put it that way, has been the Ghana Medical Association and those within the health sector. There are more threats coming up from the Gospa or something. These groups, have they been fair to the public in terms of service delivery and being keeping faith with the people? Because they ultimately owe responsibility to the people.
We need to juxtapose the health services issues with the reality of it. I remember GMA Kumasi, for instance, the industrial action they threatened to embark on has to do with how they can treat patients with needed tools. I mean, if workers come out and the action they are taking is not based on their welfare, but to productivity, I think we need to congratulate them.